In some previous points, sometimes I talk about periods in the liturgical year. And tomorrow, being July 27th, the feast of St. Pandelemon, every year, July 27th marks the beginning of the preparatory period for the Feast of Transfiguration. And everybody knows, Transfiguration is on August 6th, in a couple weeks. So starting tomorrow, and then you'll hear it next Sunday as well, we'll start singing some hymns about the Transfiguration. And next week, tell your friends to be here. I'm going to talk about, you know, the Feast of Transfiguration and some of its significance and impact on us. But anyway, so we will sing tomorrow the so-called Kondakion of Transfiguration. And then next Sunday, we will already be in the fast period. We all know August 15th is the Feast of the Dormition. So August 1st through and including August 14th is the fast in honor of the Theotokos and in preparation for the great feast of the Dormition, or the Assumption, the falling asleep of the Theotokos. So August is kind of an important month. It's hot, so it's good to fast a little bit. And maybe it's easy to fast when it's hot. I don't know. Fruits, you know, fresh tomatoes. It's all there. We don't need the heavy stuff. So the fast in honor of the Theotokos begins next Saturday. As we know, Saturdays and Sundays is a relaxation of fasting, no matter what period. Even if we're in Lent, Saturday and Sunday doesn't mean we stop fasting. Oh, the menu changes a little bit, but certainly there's no meat, eggs, and dairy during these fasts. So on the Saturday and Sunday in the first 14 days of August, we can have oil, wine, seafood, meaning the expensive stuff, exotic imported proteins like octopus, and you know, if you can find local calamari, you know, have it, you know, tofu, vegetable proteins, you know, get your protein in there, mushrooms, whatever. You know, be creative and stay healthy, but you know, maybe eat a little bit less, eat a little bit cheaper, and follow the rules as if you choose to. Not that it's really a choice, but anyway. So that's Saturday and Sunday. Fish will be allowed during this period. If I'm talking about if you want to follow the rules, right? Okay. Fish is allowed on August 6th because, you know, it spikes. It's a feast day. It's one of the 12 big feast days of the Lord, okay? So notice the wisdom here. We relax the fast in order to celebrate, but we're not like breaking the whole fast of the Theotokos, because we didn't say milk, cheese, and eggs. We just said fish and everything, you know, below. So we've spoken about the rules and the categories of fasting. Let me just refresh your memory. The fasts, Wednesday and Friday fasts, the fast of the Theotokos and the fast of Lent prior to Easter, are the more stricter fasts. And when we say strict fast, and you'll see it on your archdiocese calendar, it will say, it won't even have grapes. I think it has a cross on it, you know, which says, stop, you know. This is you know, strict fast. If it had grapes on it, like you'll see on Saturday and Sunday, that would mean, grapes means for wine, right? But it means wine, oil. But let me start. So the cross means no wine, beer, no oil, basically fruits, vegetables, breads, you know, and sort of light fare on those days. So you're going to eat the next day, okay? So the grapes mean that you can include wine and cook with oil, olive oil, whatever oils. And it also includes not fish, but what we call seafood, which is the scallops, the clams, the shrimp, the calamari, which are usually imported. So anyway, I like to pay less than $4 for my proteins. I'm cheap, but you know, I mean, if I'm paying more than $4 for a protein a pound, it's either exotic or unnecessary for me. Okay, whatever, but that's just me. So then the next category is fish. Like August 6th, you can have all those plus real fish, cod, tuna, all that kind of stuff. And then, obviously, cheese, milk, and eggs is dairy and poultry, that, and meat are above, beyond that. So during the first 14 days of August, we won't be eating collectively those things, but on August 6th, we can have fish. And then there will also be the special so-called paraklesis services. And in many parishes like ours, we do them on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday evenings of that period. And as it turns out, there's only going to be like three of them because one of those evenings is going to be, instead of paraklesis, is going to be the Vesper service for Transfiguration. So on the 5th of August, if you can't come to church in the morning on the 6th, come to church on the 5th in the evening at 7, I believe, and you'll hear, you know, the Bible readings that pertain to the feast. You'll hear the hymns that will explain, and you know, maybe the priests will even give, you know, if they see enough people, you know, an explanation and a sermon. So that's good. We want to celebrate. If we're going to live our Orthodox faith, we want to celebrate the 12 big feasts, you know, that we learn in catechism and Sunday school. And like I said, if you can't be in the morning because you're, like I said, picking your olive, and that's not olive season yet, but, you know, digging in your fields and those hard things that we do, come the night before for Vespers. There'll be altar boys assigned, so those families will come, you know. And then we'll have the paraklesis service Monday, Wednesday, Friday, and then on the eve, on the 14th, is the Vesper service for the Dormition, and I'll remind you about that, you know, as we get closer. But August is, you know, full of stuff, and even some other feast days that I haven't even mentioned. So anyway, next week I'll get a little more theological and spiritual and talk about the significance of Transfiguration. Why don't we stand and pray now?